This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seriously, it's another hour zooming, but not on Zoom into your home. Other technologies that are much better than
Chinese.
We're not
like the DNC, we're live.
Yeah, right. Live. Here we are. Live, live, live. And lively. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is off for a couple of days this week. So we're here to say nice things about the things that are going on in the world that are nice because they're so nice. It's nice. It is actually nice to look around. I was thinking about children.
Good news, actually. Oh,
Andy, what is it?
Well, I was going to actually give you some good news if you want to start the hour with that. I mean, if you want to go down some crazy road. Okay, so I think this is actually a really good piece of news. Remember last week when we were talking about the FDA getting close to clearing that spit test for coronavirus?
Yes.
And I think this is, believe me, I think if we're talking about getting rid of this virus or at least making it manageable, we have to focus on the therapeutics because people are going to get it, so we have to know how to treat them. And to prevent the spread, having a test that you can do at home before you go to work every day, every few days, every week, I think, is a really important one. So the FDA actually granted emergency authorization this week for a spit test, saliva-based virus test that was developed by Yale, and it's what the NBA is using, and they've been having phenomenal success with it. The NBA has been playing their season kind of in the bubble. They've been using this test.
Yeah.
And they've actually celebrated the fact that they were sort of the guinea pigs. They were the test group for it. This is a really good piece of news because that means you don't have to go somewhere to get your test. You don't have to do the drive-through or the in-person test. And it helps with the monitoring. Saliva Direct was partly funded by the NBA. It's being used as a test for asymptomatic NBA players and staff. So people who are not having symptoms yet would still take this test. And they received approval from the FDA. It's one of the first big game changers in fighting the pandemic, and I think there should be a lot of enthusiasm around this. It's going to make it a lot more accessible and easier to do for private individuals so that you can get more immediate results. So this is, I think, a good step in the right direction.
Good step in the right direction. Canada, speaking of taking steps, extending its ban on us, on Americans, at least for another month, according to the public safety minister up there. U.S.-Canada border has been closed since March 31st. There was all non-essential travel banned to slow, obviously, the spread of the virus. Border closure was one of Canada's pretty, when you look up there, they've had a lot of success shutting down the problem. We are, some people argue, just too free in the United States. Need to have fewer freedoms and more people surviving. That's an interesting argument, isn't it?
Who was saying that?
People that don't know.
My skin crawl.
But yeah. The Prime Minister
said,
you're
just too free. That's what you are. You're just
too much freedom.
Jeez.
We're taking the step to keep people in our country safe, said Justin Trudeau. The current restrictions, I think they were supposed to be expiring in September at some point. But Canadians think the travel ban ought to last at least another month. 80% of Canadians want their country to ban Americans until the end of the year. Wow. That's tough on their tourist business, for sure. Let's see where that all shakes out. That was interesting that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are representing their daughters, even though they've got some goofy snapshots while they all have been, sort of, and they've been conscripted, if you will. Isn't he a Canadian? I think he was born.
Yes.
I think he is
mm-hmm.
a Canadian, right? Yeah. So anyway, they got a lot of goofy faces on the snap. It's all a way to get people, she's got her face covering on, but the face covering is kind of cute. Yellow stars. A portrait of a person with pink and purple hair. I think that brings around. What's the most creative mask you've seen, Jennifer? A lot of people have had very interesting masks.
I like the one that says Trump 2020.
Of course you do. There you go.
I've actually seen a few that draw in mouths, you know, so they make you look like somebody when you put the mouth over the face. I mean, I guess those are kind of funny. I have to tell you, at the beginning of all of this, months ago, I had a real problem with, like, the designer mask thing because I thought, okay, we're only going to be doing this temporarily. They told us we only need to be doing this for a couple of weeks. Just wear the medical mask, you know, the old blue ones that you buy in the box, you know, kind of the paper masks.
Yeah.
And that's what I was wearing. And I actually liked those masks. I thought they were pretty comfortable and more comfortable than the cloth ones. But then at some point you realize this isn't going away. And so I actually invested in some masks from Old Navy. And I actually really like them. I you know, not on the take from Old Navy, but they sell 5 masks for $12. And they're washable. And I think they're actually breathable. So for me, the ones... Because they're making masks out of so many different fabrics, they're making them out of jersey cotton, and I feel like I can't breathe in those. I constantly feel like I'm sucking it up my nose, and I just feel like I'm not getting the right amount of oxygen. So the Old Navy is kind of just more of a cotton instead of the jersey, and I feel like it's a little more breathable. So
are youngsters wearing different kinds of masks than adults?
Everybody's wearing masks. Some people are wearing, again, if you're getting reusable ones, now people are making them with all sorts of goofy things. They're making them, like, kids-friendly. They're making them, you know, cute for adults. They've got, you know, leopard print, or they've got tie-dye or whatever, or you can just get solid color. So I think it's going to be the thing. I mean, I have a friend at work, and I was... I was making fun of her, and actually we both came down with the coronavirus. I said, you know, I'm never going to be the girl who's going to match my mask to my outfit because I'm protesting. And now I guess I'll probably have to be the girl who matches her mask to her outfit because apparently that's the only way we're going to be able to go outside.
Really? So the way this is going to come to a close, it seems to me, is when enough people are protected one way or another. You protect yourself in terms of the mask or in terms of social distancing or in terms of a vaccine, that sort of thing. They're looking for some kind of herd immunity. When I say that, the government is, medicine is, but it doesn't mean the virus is going to disappear. The flu hasn't disappeared.
But I also
think cold hasn't disappeared.
The virus polio hasn't disappeared. Right. It's never going to disappear, but the hysteria needs to start disappearing. And I believe,
now it should stop.
And maybe you can call me a weirdo conspiracy theorist, but I believe on November 4th, the hysteria will start to die down. And
that's day after because, the election.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Do you see if I'm right? I mean, let's see. There's proof in the pudding.
Depends on whether we have a clear-cut winner, I think, at the time.
Oh, as to that's going to be another nightmare.
Yeah, that'll be the third rung in the problem cycle of the year. The children who are going to school, and there are a lot of them, a lot of schools have a hybrid model, school committees voting to have students at home sometimes, going back to school. I think schools should be open, students should be going. And as I think about all of this stuff and how it has affected, I don't know that we focused enough on how it's affected youngsters because they often don't have a voice of their own. But I think for all the right reasons, they ought to be in the forefront of our thinking. What's your school district going to do? Are you going to have school? As you know, this is the time of year. Many schools will be starting next week, and certainly by the time Labor Day comes around, most classes will be being held, whether they're online or in person. I was speaking to a couple of parents and a couple of children who basically said, I was talking to a high school girl who works on my farm, and she said it was a joke. She didn't really get anything out of the last 2 months, 3 months of school. And they had teachers, maybe they were online an hour a day, but how do you know if they're really participating? How do you know if they're really learning? That sort of thing. I just think that you've got a lot of unknowns here. But if you look at children, the most important part of this, aren't most children immune from the disease? I know that's what a lot of authorities have said.
Yeah, I think the total is that 37 children or something like that have passed away because of coronavirus.
Yeah.
If they get it,
and they have bad immune systems,
mild...
they were sick anyway.
Yeah. If they get it, it's usually mild, but typically that transmission rate for kids that are, especially in the single digits, so like elementary school kids, it's actually very low. And that's part of the argument that people are saying.
9% of the total, 9% of the cases have been children. 9%.
So when you think about those numbers, you have a lot of people saying, are kids more at risk by not going to school? Because I would dare to, to guess that there are probably more than 9% of the kids in the country who rely on school for food, for safety, maybe a time away from their family. Certainly they rely on it for interaction with other people and their education. I mean, when we have these debates about what's working for certain groups of people, if we're talking about who's getting hurt, it is constantly going to be the people who are in lower socioeconomic classes than others, because they're the ones who have parents that have to work. Maybe they're a single-parent household and that one person has to work. These kids are getting irreparably damaged, and it's unfortunate that we can't provide an option. I mean, we don't see it.
Well, we don't. Right. We seem not to be paying attention to it.
And then you have some unions that seem like they're holding people hostage. You know, in L.A., where I live, the teachers' union is like, well, we're not going to go back to work until we get universal health care for all. How are we going to do that, L.A. Unified School District?
Yeah, what we need to do is fire them. Do what Ronald Reagan did with the air traffic controllers. Fire them all and start over. You reapply for your job. California, by the way, leads the country with the most confirmed cases in children. Florida after that, Arizona, Tennessee, Illinois, Georgia, and North Carolina. So most confirmed cases with children. There are only 8 states, Washington among them, and Guam. Hello, K57. That's the station we're on in Guam, Jennifer. Less than 1,000 confirmed cases there.
I'm really glad that Congressman didn't sink your island, by the way.
Yes. Right.
Do you remember the guy who thought that if they jumped real hard or something, they would sink Guam?
The fact is, hospitalization, severe illness, death associated with COVID are very uncommon in children. You can get sick with it, but they quickly come over it.
Not to be macabre, but think about how many kids pass away in tragic car accidents or have childhood diseases or they have cancer. The number's more than 37.
Time we take a look at the toll this has taken on our country using different measuring sticks, it seems to me. 18 after the hour, more in the next half hour, maybe a little more of an international focus for a bit. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our clip of the day, we talk about the pros and cons of remote learning for children in schools. The situation follows this conversation we're having now. Check out the clip of the day at djvshow.com. We also have one up there recently posted about Google and Twitter having power to influence elections. That's a good conversation. Listen to us and hear, if you're new to the program, about our philosophies regarding all sorts of things. It's important and good, cool, easy listening. The clip of the day and the show. You can hear it all day, every day, during the course of the day at djvshow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Do
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Drink. Okay, maybe not. Crank this up there, will you? You probably recognize Jennifer Horne. This is Miley Cyrus, the 27-year-old Disney darling, now pop provocateur. You like the alliteration here?
I like
it. Disney darling to pop.
Look at you.
Yes. She's got another new, I suppose this is redundant if I say a new reinvention, because reinventing is new. Looking to the raw arena rock vocals and glossy production of the era, this is a new sort of Stevie Nicks sound, right? Midnight Sky. Would you say this sounds a little like Stevie Nicks?
I guess. I mean, if Stevie Nicks were Miley Cyrus,
yeah.
This to me sounds a lot like what Miley does now. So
yeah, how does what she does now, what she does now, differ from what she used to do? How did it sound like she smokes a lot of cigarettes?
Yeah, she's been gargling.
She's
been gargling with razor blades, so that's why she's. But she's always kind of had that scratchy voice, which made her unique. Even
she looks to me. She looks like a grunge. She sounds like a grunge. I think she still, sadly, I mean, this sounds very judgmental, looks like a cheap trickster to me.
Huh. I don't know. I feel like there's, okay, this may sound ageist, but there's something about this group of 20-year-olds. I'm talking about the people who are probably
singers
between 24 and 32.
Yeah.
And they look like I want to scrub them. And Miley is one
dirty
of those people.
She's dirty. She looks dirty all the time. Every
and it's not just women, men too.
You know,
there's something
like
about that group. I just want to clean them with a loofah.
She was in Charlie's Angels, and she was in that other the movie that was just out where she was sort of an anti-hero. Everybody knows who she's like 29. What the heck's her name?
Charlie's Angels, the new one?
Yeah. The blonde.
Who is in it? Blonde,
yeah.
And Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. There's something about her that...
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yep.
She could use
anyway,
a scrub.
So, yeah, they all need to scrub down.
But you know what I'm talking about? It's that really, yeah, it's that young adult look that grungy is
dirty.
Better,
dirty.
Right, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we're sounding
Get off of my lawn, you kid. Go take a shower.
Moving along here. As a group think sort of exercise, Jennifer and Doug on the DJV show with the news from Disney that the music video for Loyal, Brave, True, which is Christina Aguilera's thematic song for the live-action Mulan remake, is another mistake. They're going to release it on home, what do they call it, the home screen, not in the movie theaters. The movie theaters are opening up in Los Angeles this week, right? They are here. No? Oh, they are here.
I know, really? 15-cent movies, but yeah.
Yep, 15-centers.
We're a ways away from that.
Friday.
I live in the People's Republic of California. We haven't gotten approval yet.
I'm coming to visit you today. Let's see how easy it is for me to get in and then get out again in a couple of days. The film Mulan and the song Reflection coincide with getting me my first record deal. That's what Christina Aguilera said when both tracks were first announced this past March. What do you mean her first record deal? She's been around for a long time. What's she talking about? What?
Yeah.
What the heck is she talking about?
Maybe since something. Her first record since a long time, maybe.
Anyway, she said it's amazing to come back to such an incredible movie that's full of power and meaning. Meaning holds the test of time. Staying true to yourself, being who you are, teaching you how to be fearless. This song, Loyal, Brave, True, represents that fine balance between vulnerability and strength. So this is, I think, what we're listening to.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's not a bad song. Yep. Loyal, Brave, True. It's in...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight, but a virtual affair this year due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. It'll run from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern over four nights. Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez says for voters, the event will still prove exciting.
This is about our vision as a nation. How will we build back a better America? 99.9% of the American people watch a convention on television. They don't physically attend a convention.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give his speech to accept his party's presidential nomination on Thursday night. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will speak on Wednesday night. President Trump starts a campaign swing today with appearances in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later this week, he'll visit Joe Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then Yuma, Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As a couple of tropical storm systems are developing in the Atlantic, the Mississippi coast today will remember what was once the hurricane that all other Gulf Coast storms were measured by, Camille. It made landfall near Waveland 51 years ago tonight as a Category 5, with winds initially estimated at nearly 200 miles an hour, but after further study years later, they were downgraded to about 175, but it still ranks as the second most intense storm to ever hit the continental U.S. Camille produced what at the time was a record storm surge in Pass Christian, a record broken 36 years later by Hurricane Katrina. New Zealand's Prime Minister postponing elections there because of a new coronavirus outbreak, moving the election 4 weeks to October 17th. Political parties in New Zealand were in favor of the delay since it's been impossible to campaign as the country remains locked down again. The lockdown order has also recently been extended to August 26th. And a home is for sale in Missouri that comes with a rare amenity. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom historic home in Fayette has 9 jail cells in its basement. The real estate agent says the possibilities are amazing in that listing for the 1875 building that housed Howard County's sheriff's office and jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn are here at your service and on your side. There are a lot of people who are concerned, Jennifer, that we're going to have a twindemic this winter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. No.
No.
Come on.
Flu season would be more severe. It's supposed to be a tough winter around the country. That may be part of it. Gets cold and people get sick and
I've actually heard that, because I've already seen the signs going up for flu shots. Yeah. And I typically don't get flu shots because I feel like they don't really work all that well. Sick when you get them. It's just, it's always kind of a crapshoot. But I also heard, and I, you know, again, we hear a million things, but I heard that people who had the flu shot, I've heard, had a worse time with coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, the studies that are out today show encouraging signs of strong, lasting immunity in people who develop only mild symptoms, which is basically complete contradiction to what was said, about a month or so ago. And that brings us around to the things Dr. Fauci says that the anti-science feeling is obstructing the recovery. How can you believe in a science or the science or any science that completely contradicts itself? It's not perfect. I'm not saying it's bad or
science
wrong.
Science just proves it's science just, all the time.
Right. I mean, look
and
at all the studies about
virus.
Coffee. Coffee's good, coffee's bad.
Yeah.
Chocolate, good, chocolate bad. Vitamin C, good, vitamin C bad.
I know, it's always up and down, and particularly with this virus, and this is what disappoints me about Dr. Fauci. And doctors do this all the time. They don't understand the human impact because they're constantly just looking at numbers, just looking at the science. The deal is that we were told a lot of bad information at the beginning of this, not just by everyone, but by Dr. Fauci himself. Remember, he said, don't wear a mask. Then it's now, oh, you have to wear a mask or the whole world's going to fall apart. We were told that it wasn't transmissible human to human. And now we know it's very contagious. We were told that it wasn't aerosolized. Now we find out that it is. It's great. I mean, the fact is that in this virus alone, forget everything else, there has been a lot of stuff that contradicts what we were told very early on. So,
of course, people are going to
doubt things when they come out. It's not that people want to be argumentative. It's that we've been given reason to distrust what we've been told.
And one of the biggest arguments that Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors on this program and on our Good Day Health Show weekend thing that we do at gooddayhealthshow.com, we argue about science. He believes in facts and the scientific-based studies and evidence and all that other stuff. But because it changes, Dr. Fauci says we probably are not going to see another major shutdown because of the virus. Is that, and there's a lot of encouraging information. That's why I think we should be pushing school systems to open school and get kids back in school. By the way, the focus of the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken is a focus on cardiac related problems that come from COVID. By the way, I think he says, did I say by the way twice in the same sentence?
At any rate,
Dr. Ken was the cardio. A fresh little thing. Ken is a cardiologist, and he says that people who have cardiological problems mirror the people who have COVID problems. And in fact, they may be one and the same in some people, because when you really are afflicted with a bad cardiac problem, it's going to attack you.
They say the most dangerous is heart problems and diabetes.
Yeah, right.
People who have
exactly.
It.
And that's, so anyway, that's I believe
tough. But you know what about Dr. Ken? I know that you guys argue about the numbers, but Dr. Ken is one of the most empathetic human doctors that I've ever spoken to.
Fabulous.
So as much as he does look at the science, he absolutely doesn't forget that people are individuals with a brain, and that's really nice.
Yes, exactly. I think that's and basically the bottom line here is that for all of us, we have to keep on going, no matter what. You know, you got to be brave. You got to keep moving. You've had some trials this last couple of weeks, and you felt worried about your folks. But you know what? It's time to understand that most of us will come together in love and health, and it's time to realize that this is not the end of the world, and we better pull our bootstraps up, get back to work, go to work, do whatever you have to do, and stop worrying about all this. You know, I'm going to do this, and they're going to the damn fear-based stuff. That people say, that doesn't reflect the facts. Look at the facts. The facts are continuing to change, and so and that's, you know, one of the things. I thought this was interesting, Jennifer, in terms of who's saying, all right, we're standing up. The annual tribute in light was canceled because of the virus. This is what happens on September 11th every year at the memorial. This is the word. This is cowardice.
Thank God for Rudy Giuliani and for a guy who runs Frank. I'm going to look him up. The Tunnel to Towers guy. He is. Those two got together and they said this is not acceptable.
Well,
and they just
Governor Cuomo.
They're going to put it back on.
Bloomberg.
And, yeah.
The president of the memorial. Announcing a tribute is, in fact, going to happen.
But it's all because of the Tunnel to Towers guy. Because this is what, you know, here's what makes me nuts. The coronavirus is making us, and they're doing it on purpose. They're making
afraid
us forget
of everything.
Who we are. We are a country who went through a tremendous tragedy. We had a lot of people, brave men and women on the front lines who lost their life. We have innocent men and women who lost their life in those towers, on those planes. And I'm because of a virus, you're not going to flip the switch on?
Yeah.
You're going to not flip the switch on. We're going to forget who we are as Americans. We're going to forget a moment that actually brought us together for 5 minutes and actually had us stand together. We had people who fought for our freedoms because of it. Whether you agree with the actions behind 9/11 or not, you can agree that a lot of men and women stood for freedom in that moment, and they want to shut that down. And it was so ridiculous. Frank Siller is his name. He's the CEO of Tunnel to Towers. His brother died during 9/11. It's a great charity. All the money goes to military families. I've used them before. I've donated to them before. And he stood up and he said he's not going to let it happen. He's not going to forget the memory of his brother who was a firefighter.
Well,
and so
there's a whole bunch of people that stood up. Michael Bloomberg said he was going to pay for all of the costs, the health and safety personnel who have to be on duty supposedly. And so that was one of the big factors. Cuomo said he's going to override whatever the city of New York said. Here's another example of blah Blasio being the dunce that he is. Because he is. He's one of the worst examples of so-called leadership in our country. We have such a shortage of leadership. We really do. You look around at the faces of leadership, Nancy Pelosi's face. I mean, even all these old angry people, you know, there's an argument for younger faces of color or just more variety. It bothers the hell out of me, all of this stuff. I'm just tired of listening to all of the negativity about what we can't do. Oh, you better be careful. My sister got really angry at me because I posted that thing. Remember last week? I had that thing on my Facebook page that basically brought us back through the events of the last 4, 5, 6 months. And she said, oh, that's not scientific. Really? I love my sister. But.
And what'd you tell her?
I just told her. I'm not. Actually, she asked me to come down to dinner that night to her house, and I came down. We didn't talk about it. There's not a word mentioned about it. Not a word, actually. I promised we'd talk about some things going on around the world. Last week we were celebrating, or many people in the world were celebrating, the deal in the Middle East, the Israeli-United Arab Emirates thing. Leave it to Hamas. Remember I said nothing, and people kept asking, what about the Palestinians? What about the Palestinians? Palestinians have one voice, but they're drowned out by Hamas and
their
leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have new airstrikes over the weekend to report on. The Gaza Strip and the fishing zone that's right over, you know. Remember, at its narrowest point, Israel's only 12 miles wide. So they can take a shot, and it easily ends up on the other side of Tel Aviv. Their aim wasn't very good, so it ended up into. But there were still firebombs and other stuff that went on over the weekend. Rioters, setting up grenades all over the place. This anger stirred up. You know, they say it's Palestinian anger. It's not. It's Hamas's anger. That's, again, the simplicity of reports, understanding. I've been in Israel 5 times. The Palestinians and the Israelis, for the most part, get along okay. They don't get along great, but they get along okay. Kids go to school together. There are plenty of places where they're shopping together. If you go to the old city, the Palestinians, the Israelis, the Christians, they're all there together. And they work fine together. They've been there for centuries, hundreds, thousands of years. Anyway, there were 19 attacks by the Palestinians over the weekend. There's no good bastard. They really are. And it's 19 attacks not by Palestinians, but by Hamas. So the news media gets it wrong. It's Hamas, 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 Hamas.
But what's the fight back like? I mean, from the Palestinians, how did they get out of that? How did they make it?
They don't seem to have the courage. They're full of fear. They get the same propaganda from Hamas. Arafat, I think I've told you this before, that time that I met him.
Yeah, you said he was like evil, wasn't he? Like just
his eyes look like the devil. I'd never seen, looked into anybody's eyes and seen anything like it in my life. Here's a guy who was responsible for killing millions of people. At his death, he was worth $5 billion. How does a guy who grows up, had no education, the poorest part of Palestine, he became the leader of Hamas, and he did it because he killed everybody. You know, he was a murderer. He was a murdering thug. And at the end of the day, he murdered and killed enough people. He's like the same as Putin. Why is Putin worth billions of dollars now? He's never had a job. He's always been in politics, right? He's a KGB guy. How do you think all those guys got that money?
And then he just changes the rules to keep himself in power.
Right. How about that? That's a pretty good deal if you can get.
I know, right?
If you can get it.
Oh, you want me to be president for another 40 years? Okay.
Well, but see, that's what people are saying with Trump and the Postal Service stuff. The people who don't like Trump say that he's engineering all of this so he can stay in power.
And it's a lie. That's so stupid. It's a lie.
I know, but you know how people are. Again,
I know how people are, but that's why we have to be here to set people straight, because the problems with the post office have gone before President Trump was in office, all the way during his time in office. The problems with the post office have been decades and decades and decades. And in fact, I think the same problem, remember when George Bush was president and the Postal Service actually went on strike?
Yeah.
Because these same issues.
Same issues. We have a listening tip here for those of you who are interested in things that are out of this world, literally and figuratively. I do an hour every week called Your Hidden Power. And the podcast, that's about half that time, about 30 minutes, is available. We talk about Mercury in retrograde and it not being so bad. With astrologer and friend and once in a while a co-host here on this program, Laura Banks. You'll hear that and lots of other great things about an adult's approach to life and a child's approach to life. It's not always what it's cracked up to be. Hear our overview of life from sort of a different point of view on Your Hidden Power Show, which is, well, that's where the podcast is, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hey, Michelle Dudash here. I hate to break it to you, parents, but summer's almost over. Whether school is in person or virtual for your kids, it's still a good time to reset your family's eating habits. As a registered dietitian, eating quality ingredients is important to me. As a Cordon Bleu certified chef, I know the foods must be delicious. The most important tip I have is to use simple and fresh ingredients. One of my favorites is California figs. From now until November, it's California fresh fig season. So when you see them, buy them. And you can get your fig fix year-round with California dried figs. It's easy to cook with figs and add nutrition like fiber, potassium, and calcium to dishes you're already making. My kids love my three-ingredient fig jam. It's a great after-school snack or breakfast spread. My favorite lunch is a rotisserie chicken salad with figs, sweet and savory at the same time. For more healthy recipe ideas and to order the California Fig Cookbook, go to californiafigs.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Money bit. There it is. Okay. Now, I feel like I'm satisfied getting into our weekly conversation with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, podcast galore, information on their website, moneypit.com. You got a question, he's got an answer. It's a snappy answer. May not always be the right answer, but he's got a good snappy answer. Got a great picture. I'm looking at a picture of you, well, your son, actually. It looks like I met your son at your birthday party.
Yeah. Last summer, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, he's a chip off the old block. Looks like you, and he's handy. Going back to school. You and I were talking about building him a bar to go back to school. You're a bad influence as a parent.
Yeah. That was nice. A bar cart. He wanted a little project to take from home, so we made something up.
You did it by yourself, or did it with you?
We did it together. Yeah. Two sheets of plywood, a tape measure, and a dream, Doug. That's what it'll take.
There it is. And some glue.
That's glue.
Here we are. You know what I found? I've got my guys working on sprucing up my barn, and so we're painting all the windows, repainting them and reglazing them and that stuff. So it was so funny because there was some tape laying around, and so Michael used the tape to do one window, and then he couldn't get the tape off.
Can't just use any tape on windows.
No.
Yes,
that's true.
Painting tape's designed to release for a reason, you know.
Right. So how do we get the stuff off? He's going to use a razor blade, and I told him to use some warm water. That ought to get it off.
No, it's not going to do it. The painting is done. I actually would try some WD-40 because it will release the adhesive.
Okay. All right.
And a razor blade, but just, you know, very carefully. It'll kind of work it.
Listener Corrine to this program says the black flexible spacers between the three big concrete slabs that make up my driveway are brittle and coming apart. What does she do about that, Tommy?
Well, those spacers were never designed to last forever, Doug. You know, they were put in just to keep the slabs separated, but they will deteriorate and fall and come apart. And then you get a lot of sort of, you know, tree debris and stuff like that. What you want to do is you want to remove all of that out of there, Corrine, and then you want to insert into those gaps a material called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube. And it comes in different widths. So you buy one, obviously, that's bigger than the gap you have. Yeah. You press it down there until it's just below the surface of the concrete. And then you use a sealant. Now, there are different types of sealants. Quikrete has a good variety of them. They basically fill the gap. They float. They level out. And they'll adhere to both edges of the concrete. And in doing so, it will seal that gap. It will expand and contract, you know, with the seasons, and you won't have a lot of debris fall into it. I just did this project on the front of my garage, Doug. I have an asphalt driveway that goes up to a concrete apron, and we had some spaces between there and between the apron and the garage slab itself, and it worked perfectly. It really came out good.
That's good. All right. Speaking of things coming out well, a couple of weeks left here in this ultimate NASCAR fan experience. How's the Money Pit doing this?
Yeah, so it's called the Rev Your Engines Sweepstakes. We're giving away almost $3,500 in prizes, and we teamed up with the NASCAR Racing Experience. This is a service that is located over a dozen tracks around the country, and if you win, these guys will put you through driver school. They'll put you in the seat of a real NASCAR, and you'll have a coach connected by radio, and you get to drive on the premier speedways of NASCAR.
Ooh.
There's three different packages. And I think it depends on the time that you spend on the track, you know, but they go down from a $2,000 grand prize to $1,000 to three people are going to get what they call ride-alongs, where if you don't want to drive yourself, you can just go with a professional
chicken
driver. And they're going to zip you around that track at 100-plus miles an hour. It's going to be really, really exciting. So 2 weeks left to enter. You enter at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day. And if you follow us on social media, you get extra bonus entries.
You know, I think I've told the story on the air, but I'm not sure I told it to you in this confine. Hearing this promotion makes me think of an experience I had on the Moroso track down in West Palm Beach when I was doing mornings at WPO. What was it called? PBR.
Right.
I remember the call. It was the station that I was on. The English racing champ, Brian Redman, was in town for a race, and he called me on the air and said, would you like to take a ride with me? And I said, sure, why not? So I sat in it was like a jump seat, no seatbelt, nothing.
Right,
no seatbelt. We were doing 189 miles an hour around that track. I got out of that car and puked everything. That was my... So I'm not trying to get people to not enter this contest. You drive, keep yourself strapped in, you'll be fine. All right, check it out.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.